Track 17.
Right, here's a question from Carol Kingston in Exeter. Carol asks, what is an endowment policy?
OK, this brings us to the second main type of life insurance, investment insurance. Again, there are two main types, endowments and whole-of-life policies. To answer Carol's question, a typical endowment is a combination of a life insurance policy and a savings plan, and runs for a fixed period of time, say 10 or 20 years. As with term insurance, the insurer pays out an agreed sum if you die during that time. But unlike term insurance, you also get something back if you don't die.
Ah, that's better.
If you're still alive when the policy expires, the company pays you a lump sum. A lot of people use that to pay off their mortgage.
And where does it come from, this lump sum?
Basically, it's made up of your premiums plus a percentage of the company's profits.
A with-profits scheme?
That's right.
There's also something called surrender value, isn't there? What's that exactly?
Surrender value means you can get some of your money back if you decide to cancel the policy before the expiry date. You won't get it all back because there's always a cancellation fee.
Right, next question. Roger Hunt in Colchester wants to know the difference between an endowment and a whole-of-life policy. That's a kind of investment insurance too, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. As the name suggests, a whole-of-life policy covers you for however long you live. The insurance company puts part of your premiums into safe investments like government bonds, stocks and real estate. All being well, that produces a so-called cash value. As you get older, the company gradually takes money out of those investments and puts it into a fund that you can borrow from or even take out altogether if necessary.
Last question. Martin Peterson of Glasgow asks, what can I do to supplement my state pension?
A good question. These days, a lot of people are worried that they might not be able to maintain their standard of living when they retire. One option is a personal pension plan. You pay into a unit-linked fund during your working life, and the fund pays you a pension when you retire.
A lot of firms organise that kind of pension for their staff, don't they?
Yes, that's right. Another way to secure your income in retirement is to buy an annuity. To put it simply, you transfer a proportion of your capital to an insurer who uses it to pay you a regular sum from the time you stop working until your death. Some people pay in routine amounts while they are earning. Others pay in a lump sum. Anything that is left over at the time of death is forfeit.
Which means?
The insurer keeps it.
Not so good if you're hoping for an inheritance. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you for listening, and if you need more information about the different types of life insurance, you'll find a fact sheet on the Q&A website. Next week, our topic will be how to keep your garden looking good in winter. Send us your questions as soon as possible.